Now to one of this year's recurring themes in sport, racism. In the NRL, the Canterbury Bulldogs have a new outreach plan for refugee families to combat racism. The Bulldogs are giving out 500 club memberships for the 2016 season. The AFL has already made efforts to engage multicultural communities, so how does the NRL's idea compare? And do initiatives like this really foster inclusion? Dr. Najia Barfan is a senior lecturer in the School of Media, Film and Journalism at Monash University. She's also a community ambassador for the AFL Multicultural Program. Good morning, Najia.
Good morning.
Najia, what has the AFL done to engage refugees and has that worked?
Okay, so the AFL has been criticised on several fronts for its attempts to engage with multicultural communities. There's very little quantifiable sort of empirical evidence to suggest that this sort of thing, might work. Just at an ad hoc level, I can definitely tell you about my experiences with the North Melbourne Football Club here in Melbourne, and they've been doing similar things to what the Bulldogs are planning to do with their refugee program and their outreach program. And just at this stage, we do have a PhD student from La Trobe University who's conducting her research on this. So there will be sort of, scientific evidence to sort of come out of it. And what we found is that such a program involves the local refugee and migrant youth, and more than 1,600 of them come through the program using the space, using the North Melbourne Football Club's facilities, making use of memberships and tickets, and basically being affiliated with the club. And they find in that an increased sense of social inclusion. So they find a little bit less disenfranchisement. We're talking about people who have not been in Australia for a very long time and might feel a sense of exclusion. And I guess the powerful nature of a program like this, and of a program which the Bulldogs are planning to do, I guess that the power lies in that countering of some messages which may come across to these kids from, say, extremist groups. It's a very powerful message to say, well, we think that you're, a part of this society, we think you have something to contribute, and we're going to use sport, which is an important vehicle in Australian life, to help you realise that you do have a place in this society.
So handing out 500 club memberships, is that enough to foster this inclusion, or do you have to do more? How does the NRL plan compare?
I think that it's absolutely critical for the Bulldogs to support their membership with a concrete, sustained effort in terms of systematically engaging refugee families. So what the AFL has done through several clubs, including North Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs here in the AFL, what they've actually done is support, they don't just give out tickets, they have a sustained program where they systematically engage with young people through things like a homework study support program, opening up their spaces to increase the participation of women in sport, and they've done this consistently over several years, and so a pattern begins to emerge of people who come down and make use of the leadership homework support programs and then attend North Melbourne games. And we're seeing among these young people that they're doing things like going on to tertiary education with the support of the club. So while it's a fantastic idea that the Bulldogs are engaging in, they really have to back it up with systematic community engagement to try and get more local refugee families involved with the club, and as a consequence, being greater, it's a horrible word, but there's no sort of alternative for it that I can think of, greater integrated into Australian life.
And I want to ask you about female refugees, about women, because the AFL have tried to increase female refugee engagement. On the face of it, it seems like it would be easier for teenage boys to become interested in NRL than teenage girls. Do the NRL need to do more on this front?
So based on our experience at North Melbourne, I think it's something that's context specific according to sort of each club. So what they saw at North Melbourne was that the surrounding areas, they were very successful in getting the boys in from the refugee families that came from predominantly Horn of Africa sort of societies. So people of Somali background, people of Sudanese, Eritrean background, who tend to, there's quite high proportions of these of people from these communities in the areas surrounding the North Melbourne Football Club's home ground. So what they found was that the boys were incredibly willing to engage. You know, they were willing to come by to play basketball, to play indoor soccer, and to go along to a couple of North matches and to take part in the homework program. But what the club found was that it was a little bit difficult to try and engage the girls. So they specifically set out a program that said, we're going to reserve this space for the girls and the women of your community, and we're going to put in place a program that specifically encourages the participation of women. And so the young people going through the programs there, many of them have since become leaders in their own communities, and they've again gone on to tertiary education and so on. So this is something that I think the in the NRL, clubs like the Bulldogs might take a look at the surrounding area and see if there is a need to specifically try and target female engagement. I think North have done this quite well, to the extent that the club has been nominated for several awards by Vic Health, by several sort of migrant advisory committees and organisations. They've recognised the club's efforts to actually point out that it's not just the boys that need this sort of help. I mean, the young men, I guess, are prone to being attracted to dangerous messages and ideologies, but we also need to provide a space for women to take part in all of the, you know, all of the sporting programs and the benefits that these sort of programs confer. I mean, you know, the research is absolutely unequivocal on this. Participation in sport, you know, the research has historically concentrated on minorities in the United Kingdom, but it would equally apply in a country where sport is such an important part of life, like Australia. And, you know, participation in sport, being identifying as part of a club, as part of a code, has immense, not just physical benefits, but also emotional and you know, spiritual well-being as well.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Dr. Nashina Barfan.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Nasha Barfan, Community Ambassador for the AFL Multicultural Programs.